Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
As of the taping of this program, 10 undercover videos have been released by the Center for Medical Progress. Planned Parenthood executives have been recorded acknowledging that they're harvesting and selling a baby body parts from aborted babies. Horrified Americans are demanding the defunding of Planned Parenthood, while Planned Parenthood continues telling their lies to heartless politicians and others who are willing to listen. There are many pro-life efforts taking place in Washington, D.C. right now as a result of these videos, and there seems to always be pro-life legislation being introduced because we understand that Roe v. Wade is not the end of the story, as so many will have us believe. And my guest today is former Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. She's now Vice President of the Susan B. Anthony List, and thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome.
And, you know, when you were in Congress, was this an issue that they like to deal with?
Well, I was a state legislator before I went to Congress. I was a pro-life activist before I was ever elected to office.
Mm-hmm.
And the abortion issue's never gone away.
Right.
It's never gone away. And, of course, pro-life people around the country are encouraged when Congress takes up pro-life legislation. But this is like a time that I've never seen in this country with the release of these horrific videos. Mm-hmm. When people get a glimpse at what goes on in these facilities, it is horrifying.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely horrifying.
Yeah.
And whenever there's an issue like this that has been brought into the public eye, quite appropriately, Congress responds. And you might remember that the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act was brought up in 2013 and it passed the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was never brought to a vote in the United States Senate because Harry Reid, as the Democratic leader, would not allow a vote on that legislation. But this is a new day.
Oh, yeah.
So Unborn Child Pain Capable Act was passed in the House of Representatives, and then the Center for Medical Progress started releasing these videos. And you talk about a focus on Planned Parenthood. There are many members of Congress that say they will not support any legislation that gives one penny of our tax dollars to this organization, the largest abortion provider in the country, now seen in these videos trafficking in baby parts.
Yeah.
And oh,
and they acknowledge that. I mean, it's repulsive to just imagine, to just try to wrap your head around a human being being capable of doing what they do to those babies. I've not watched the entire 10 videos because I can't. They are that bad. But I find it really very telling when President Obama's spokesperson has acknowledged that the president has not watched the videos. And it was just recently Congress staffers were invited to watch the videos there in Washington.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How many showed up?
Susan B. Anthony List secured a room and had all of the equipment there and had the videos available.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no excuse for anyone who says they haven't seen these videos.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, if these elected officials choose not to view these videos, why is the reason for that? You know, I was in Judiciary Committee hearing, one of the hearings to investigate Planned Parenthood last week.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, the Democrats admitted that they had not seen these videos.
No.
Two of them did.
So,
and I thought, why wouldn't you view the videos, whether you were pro-life or pro-choice?
Right.
Don't you want information, and as far as the videos being edited, or you can watch them in their entirety.
Exactly.
It's all available.
Yeah, it's all up there. I know. It's one of the constant things I hear on our Facebook page, whether they're edited videos and they're just distorting what the Planned Parenthood personnel is saying, blah, 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 blah. But then I always point out the retired videos are readily available on YouTube. And I actually think Center for Medical Progress has it on their website, too. Anyway, but it's
they
available.
Do.
Yeah, it's absolutely available. And, you know, especially when there's so many pro-life bills being introduced, especially dealing specifically with Planned Parenthood because of these videos, and for any politician not to be willing to watch the videos to get the truth out there, to understand the truth about what's taking place in Planned Parenthood facilities, it's appalling to me. But I don't know.
It is appalling, and it speaks volume to their support for Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in this country, that receives $500 million a year in our tax dollars to engage in these kinds of activities. It is appalling. It's very telling.
Yeah.
Political support has been behind these people that refuse to really look at what Planned Parenthood is really doing, to face what abortion really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when you look at some of this video footage, I mean, these are babies that have been born alive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. They're little faithful hearts are still beating, and it is, they're moving.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't help but just cheer when Carly Fiorina so eloquently spoke about this issue in the presidential debate Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I mean, she just laid it out and told it like it was.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who deny that it's a baby, they, you know, they no longer can deny that, but they continue denying that it's a baby. But when they identify, well, it's another boy, or, you know, when you definitely see the hands and the feet and the beating heart, and as they're cutting into the face of the one baby to get to his brain. It's just, you know, we say Hitler was a monster. I believe that there are several monsters in this country, too, when it comes to the dissection and selling of baby body parts, which, let's get it out there, that's against federal law. And they're totally ignoring the law. You know, as we see, I believe it's Trent Franks, Arizona congressman, has just recently introduced a bill that would strengthen or would increase the penalties for a doctor who kills a baby who's been born alive as a result of an abortion. You know, the laws are not being upheld now.
Well, there was no penalty for...
Oh, there was not?
For,
okay, there was not any penalty.
So this is putting teeth into the law.
Okay.
You know,
so it just,
a lot of, quite frankly, pro-choice people voted for that because
there was no teeth.
It had no teeth at all.
Oh, I didn't
so
know that.
So this
okay.
changes that. And, you know, I have to hearken back to President Barack Obama's history when he was a state legislator in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Infant Born Alive Act came about there because a heroic pro-life nurse, Jill Stanek, who's now part of the SBA list team, held a child when she worked at Christ Hospital, held a child that had been born alive, the little boy that was left to die. She held that child for 45 minutes to comfort him.
Wow.
And I mean, because of that, legislation came forth, the Infant Born Alive Act. And as a state law, Barack Obama, proposed law, Barack Obama voted against it four times.
Four times.
Well, here we are now with this man in the highest office of the land. We see these horrific images and these videos. We have Infant Born Alive with penalties in it now. We have defunding of Planned Parenthood, taking away our tax dollars from the largest abortion provider in this country that's allegedly trafficking in baby parts. I mean, my goodness, here we are once again focusing on the life issue.
Yeah.
And the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act will be up for a vote next week.
Next week,
in the United States Senate. Yeah. And these are linked together.
Yeah.
These are linked together. After the fifth month of pregnancy, do we want to continue to allow abortion in this country and be one of only seven nations that allows this in the company of China, Singapore, North Korea? I mean, we need to get out of that group.
Oh, yeah.
We need to be compassionate Americans that understands that after the fifth month of pregnancy, at the point in the pregnancy which this unborn child can feel the excruciating pain, we should not have abortion. So the United States Senate will have a look at this, and Senator Casey is front and center in this discussion.
Which side? Has he decided? We don't know. We don't trust our senator when it comes to the life issue or any other issue as far as that goes. But has he said he would support it?
Well, Senator Casey needs to be in line
okay.
with 59% of the voters in Pennsylvania that say they support this legislation. And it's very interesting, in the polling that we've done, we've broken it down by party lines, the pollster did, 73% of Republicans support passing the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act, 58% of independents support it, and 50% of Democrats support it.
Wow.
And it's interesting, when you break it down by gender, 62% of women support it. You remember that discussion about the war on women?
Exactly, yeah.
And 63% of women aged 18 to 54 support it.
Wow.
So when you look at this, when you look at this polling that was done on behalf of Susan B. Anthony List, I'm telling you, it's very clear that the state of Pennsylvania sees this as legislation that should be put into law.
Absolutely.
And I hope that voters will encourage Senator Casey to support this legislation.
Yeah.
And he has given some signal. He says if it has exceptions in it for rape and incest, you know, there may be some other issues that he could support it.
Right.
So we'll see. You think of the legacy of his father.
I know.
And you think of the courage and conviction there.
Yeah.
And I hope that Senator Casey will pick up that mantle and support the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act, a compassionate, human-centered piece of legislation.
Yeah, we hope so, too, because he, up to this point, has not taken up his father's mantle. And we've consistently expressed our disappointment in that. And so we do hope that he will take this up. Do you have a bill number on that?
I do not have the bill number. I should have it in front of me.
But it's the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
Senator Graham is the chief sponsor in the United States Senate.
Okay.
And it is the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act. Sometimes Senator Graham refers to it as the Unborn Child Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, having been a member of Congress, I can tell you that when your constituents contact you, particularly when the phones are ringing off the hook, it does make an impact on the staff and the elected representatives. And with these incredible poll numbers, again, higher levels of support among women and younger women, his party, Democrats, breaking 50% support. And it's not even 50% that don't support. It's 40-something that don't support and some that are undecided. And I believe that when this is debated in the United States Senate, there will be more people in support because they will realize that this is the common ground.
Yeah.
This is the common ground that even pro-choice, pro-life individuals can agree on after the fifth month of pregnancy, at the point at which the child can feel excruciating pain. It's time to ban abortion.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I love it when Senator Graham talks about this. He refers to WebMD. And he says, on WebMD, this is when parents are encouraged, mothers are encouraged to sing to their babies because they recognize their voice.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And, you know, for folks who just think it's, you know, this, we're talking about one or two babies here, in January, the Congressional Budget Office estimated that about 10,000 unborn babies are killed each year in the U.S. in abortions that take place at 20 weeks or later in pregnancy.
Wow.
So we're talking about 10,000
plus. Think of
those
numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
those numbers. I live in rural Colorado. I'm in Washington, D.C. a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the community closest to me is a community of 9,000 people.
Mm.
I mean, think of that.
Yeah,
it's larger than the entire town.
Yeah.
We could save that many babies.
Wow.
What a worthy battle we're engaged in. And we hope that Senator Casey will respond to protect those precious children after the fifth month of their mother's pregnancy.
Well, we'll see what we can do to send in that message.
Call his office.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. And there have been two bills introduced in the House, one to defund Planned Parenthood for a year. That's H.R. 3134. Tennessee Representative Diane Black is the sponsor of that. And then the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection, H.R. 3504, introduced by Representative Trent Franks. And I just saw an article on the Hill where by a vote of 241 to 187, which is nearly all Republicans and two Democrats, they approved the legislation blocking Planned Parenthood funding for the year. So and lawmakers passed a bill, which was in Trent Frank's bill, by a vote of 248 to 177. They passed that one. That would increase the, or actually put penalties in there for abortionists who kill babies who survive an abortion. But, of course, I believe it was yesterday, President Obama announced that he didn't care. You know, he could pass and reach his desk, and he was still going to veto the bills.
Well, unfortunately, Planned Parenthood has a stranglehold on many people. And the Democrat Party, this Democrat president, seems to think that funding Planned Parenthood is more important than most anything else. But believe me, our tax dollars, over $500 million a year, should not go to the largest abortion provider in this country that we see in these videos from the Center for Medical Progress trafficking in baby organs. I mean, this is a time for the United States, this is a time for voters to take a look at what this largest abortion provider in this country is doing and how they are benefiting from the hard-earned dollars of the American taxpayers. It's reprehensible.
Yeah. $500 million, that's with a B. That is astounding. That's about 41% of Planned Parenthood's annual budget comes from our tax dollars. And it's ridiculous. I was just looking at this article again, and one of the Republicans who voted against these two bills was good old Charlie Dent, a Republican over in the Allentown area. He was one of three Republicans to vote against the bills. Not surprising, though. Not surprising whatsoever. But the effort is still out there. And even though, now, you know, President Obama has said he will veto the bills. Should that be a reason for Mitch McConnell not to push the bill in the Senate, since they both have passed the House and now they'll go to the Senate? And is there a reason? I mean, Obama says, no, you pass it, I'm going to veto it, so go on to something else, is basically what Obama is threatening, you know, saying. Is that an excuse that Mitch McConnell should use not to bring the bills forward?
Well, I personally think that yet another defining moment for this president is very appropriate. Just as in Illinois, when he voted four times against the Infant Born Alive Act, I think it's appropriate for people in this country to see once again where our president stands on this issue.
Yeah.
And I think it's a time for courage. I think if there ever was a time to take away funding from Planned Parenthood, it is now.
Yeah.
Taxpayers do not need to be complicit in these things that we are seeing in these horrific videos.
Totally agree. And I think we need to have it. We now have it on record in the House as to who supports and who opposes these bills, the two bills that were introduced by the, actually on record as far as the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, because that's already passed the House, so that's on record. And now we have on record who supports and who opposes the effort to defund Planned Parenthood and the effort to put penalties in the Abortion Survivors Protection Act. So it's all on record. And I think in the House, we need to have the same record in the Senate as far as where our senators stand on those bills to protect the unborn. And, you know, we're looking at, in a couple weeks, less than 2 weeks, there's going to be the end of the fiscal year for the U.S. government. So at this point, there have been no appropriations bills passed. There's been nothing to allow the government to move forward. I mean, no money has been allocated for the government to operate beyond September 30th. So there have to be a continuing resolution introduced and passed. And is there an effort to include defunding Planned Parenthood in that continuing resolution?
Well, there's an incredible effort to include it. There's insistence that it be included.
Great.
So we'll see how the speaker comes down on that issue. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, a pro-life speaker. We'll see where he comes down on including defunding Planned Parenthood in the continuing resolution. to keep government funding available. And if he does that, then all eyes will be on the Senate and see what the senators will do, including Senator Bob Casey.
Yeah.
And, of course, the president has threatened to veto.
Right.
I find this incredible that we're at this position again when we were debating the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. Some call it Obamacare.
Yeah, yeah.
Abortion ended up being the issue in that, with Bart Stupak and the other so-called pro-life Democrats. So here we are once again with abortion and the largest abortion provider front and center in the discussion.
And it should have been all sorts of warnings to Bart Stupak when a Planned Parenthood, basically agreed with the statement that President Obama signed, and Planned Parenthood was okay with that, and that got
they were okay with the executive order.
So that should have been all sorts of warning bells going off to the pro-life Democrats.
Yes, that's true. Red flag.
Yeah, absolutely, not to support that. So there are a lot of bills out there that we need to, as pro-lifers, we need to be encouraging our senators, because pretty much the ball is in the court, in the Senate court at this point for these senators, but we also need to be contacting John Boehner, Speaker of the House, John Boehner, to encourage him to include defunding Planned Parenthood in the upcoming continuing resolution that's going to be proposed, and also contacting our congressman to kind of nudge John Boehner in that direction to not fund.
Well, and there's always time for Charlie Dent to have another opportunity vote on this critical issue.
That's true.
So I think he should be contacted also, and his constituents should let him know exactly where they stand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what they expect him to do.
Yeah, now compare Charlie Dent to Keith Rothfuss, a congressman from a neighboring congressman from where I'm sitting right now. He said what we've learned about Planned Parenthood is appalling, barbaric, and indefensible. And so we definitely need to work on Charlie Dent, Republican Charlie Dent. He should be taking the same stand as Republican Keith Rothfuss in this issue. So I didn't ask you, what is the Susan B. Anthony list? I know you guys are busy in D.C. Just what is, I know you're a pro-life organization. Give us a little bit of info on the Susan B. Anthony list.
Well, we're actually the political arm of the pro-life movement.
Okay.
We endorse and support candidates that are pro-life. We love to support pro-life women running against pro-choice women, and we also support pro-life men running against pro-choice women, and we advocate for legislation that will save lives. That's our goal, to save babies' lives, and the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act will save, as congressional research says, 10,000 a year. There's other research that shows that it would save at least 18,000 lives a year. So we're about saving babies and electing people who will stand for life, because we know that laws save lives.
Absolutely.
And we want to see the pro-life sentiment that's growing and growing in this country reflected in our nation's capital. And we are hopeful that we will see the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act signed into law by a pro-life president after the next election cycle.
Hopefully, yes, we can definitely pray for that and work towards that too. So I support candidates who do that. And so how can folks contact the Susan B. Anthony list?
SBA-list.org. All sorts of up-to-the-minute information on pro-life legislation and great information about the candidates. We have 17 Republican candidates for president supporting the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act. Say they will sign it into law.
Mm-hmm,
so take a look at our website and see what we're doing, working to save babies in this country.
Okay, fantastic. That's sba-list.org.
Yes, okay. Correct.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And, keep up the good work there. And keep
thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.